Hillary Clinton wants some privacy. That's the reason she gave earlier this week for deleting 30,000 personal emails from when she was Secretary of State. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, this is just another example of how privacy concerns have caused political problems for Clinton.
Controversy swirled. The press had questions, a lot of them. And so finally, Hillary Clinton decided to address reporters.
Let me thank all of you for coming.
It was April 1994. First Lady Hillary Clinton wore pale pink and took questions for more than an hour about the Whitewater investigation, about cattle futures, the suicide of White House Deputy Counsel Vince Foster, and what documents may have been removed from his office, and about why she had let the scandals fester so long.
My sense of privacy, because I do feel like I've always been a fairly private person leading a public life, led me to perhaps be less understanding than I needed to of both the press and the public's interest as well as right to know things about my husband and me.
By this point, almost 18 months into the Clinton presidency, Hillary Clinton had a reputation for not being particularly transparent and for not spending enough time addressing the national media.
I've always believed in a zone of privacy, and I told a friend the other day that I feel after resisting for a long time, I've been rezoned.
But of course, the suspicion that she must be hiding something inside the zone of privacy didn't go away that April day. And after all these years, Clinton and her loyalists feel she is held to an unfair standard.
All set? Good afternoon.
That was the undeniable subtext of her press conference earlier this week.
I feel that I've taken unprecedented steps to provide these work-related emails. They're going to be in the public domain.
But 30,000 messages her team deemed personal will not.
No one wants their personal emails made public, and I think most people understand that and respect that privacy.
When this week's press conference was over, the refrain from Republicans was that Clinton had left more questions than she answered. For Hillary Clinton, this must have sounded familiar. Matt Bai is the author of the book All the Truth Is Out, the week politics went tabloid.
Secrecy and transparency are always an issue for the Clintons and will always be an issue for her and probably are her main vulnerability.
Bai traces this back in part to the era. When Bill Clinton was elected, he was the first boomer president, and he and Hillary were navigating the treacherous politics of a changing nation, from I didn't inhale to the way they danced around the troubles with their marriage when Bill was campaigning.
The cumulative effect of that is a perception not unfounded in the public that there's always a part of the Clintons that they're holding back from you, that there's always a more complicated reality than what they're telling you.
But if the public and the press were demanding transparency from the Clintons in the 90s, well, now it's just assumed to be part of the price of admission, says Bai.
Transparency is really at a premium now. The whole culture has changed, and she probably needs to change with it. If that perception can really even be undone.
Now it's emails and tax returns. Next, it might be text messages or Snapchat posts and bank statements, maybe even Fitbit logs. The people running for president in 2016, not just Hillary Clinton, are going to face increasing demands from a public that assumes they have a right to see further and further inside the zone of privacy. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.